This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad.
Information is free.
The law.
There is.
It's hump day, which means the week's almost over. It also means we're going
completely mad.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right, I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Are you mad?
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty.
We're now joined in the studio with, well, one of them is a writer, political pundit, and a full-time systems engineer. Another's a classically trained musician. And you know what the both of them actually are? They're actually a porn star power couple. Please, I like to say that, just I like making the piece work. Give it up for Jesse Jacklin and Dirk Haber.
Hello.
Welcome to Mad Wednesdays. Did I get Caber right?
You did indeed, yeah.
I did, yeah. Exactly. I always think that I'm going to get everyone's names wrong. Welcome to Australia. You guys just got in yesterday.
Yes,
just landed, yes.
Mike,
we haven't been here as long as we were on the plane.
Yes.
I have been following the social media, and, you know, I've got to admit, I am it's been a joy researching you guys coming in, quite frankly. It's not hard. I enjoy it. Well,
it's
it is. But
great to be back on Joy.
Well, yeah, back on Joy, back in Australia. You guys was it last year or the year before that you were here?
A year and a half ago. We were here in June, in winter.
Oh, that was the middle of the year, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Well, now we've got the weather.
You get gorgeous.
To enjoy it all.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
And you've landed on a good week as well, because I think next week it's going to be pretty cold.
Oh.
Yeah, so you got the good 30 weather.
Well, you'll be in Sydney, so this is your Australian, you know, you're getting around everywhere, aren't you?
I know.
Brisbane,
getting around. Mm-hmm.
Sydney, and you're going to be at Chill Out.
Yep.
So what made you want to come on down?
Oh, my goodness. We love it here. We had such a great time here a year and a half ago. I actually used to live in Australia when I was a kid. I was 17 years old living in Armidale up in New South Wales. Had a blast then too. So it's really been like, I wouldn't quite say second home, but we really do love it.
That visit a year and a half ago, totally fell in love with Melbourne, totally fell in love with Sydney. And I just said at the time, we're here in the winter. Maybe we should come back and check it out in the summer, too, and see what it's like. Well, so let's find another good excuse to come.
We're actually driving up from Melbourne through Sydney to Brisbane, so we'll get some chances.
That's so much better.
Yeah. Oh, so I used to live on the coast, in South Coast, New South Wales. So I can tell you now, the scenic drive up to Queensland is phenomenal.
Yay. Awesome. Cool.
You'll see some of the best beaches.
Sweet.
That's a much better way to get around than just jumping on planes here and everywhere.
Agreed.
But, you know, you're here, you get to enjoy Mardi Gras, you get to enjoy Chill Out, you get to enjoy it all. Yeah. And you know, everyone loves when you guys are down. I think it's great for everyone to be able to. You guys are such wonderful, and a lovely couple, two beautiful men, but also really good public speakers. So one of the things I really love about when you guys come down is we end up having these really interesting conversations and interesting forums about things where you guys get to jump in and talk, and it makes it a whole lot of fun.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, yeah, we really love having those. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we did put a call out to our listeners for any non-thirst-based questions. Did we get any luck with that, Dylan?
When we threw to saying that we've got some porn stars coming into the studio, and we'll say, don't be thirsty with your questions, we didn't.
Well,
one cancelled out the other.
Yeah. I did get a text, a couple of different messages, and it was all, what everyone is always intrigued about is the technical side of the business.
Ah, yes.
Because, you know, we get to watch the final product and we get to chill out and enjoy ourselves. But when you think about, you know, when you're filming a TV show or filming a movie, there's lots of editing, there's lots of cutting,
waiting for the lighting.
Absolutely.
And is that the same experience
for
you guys?
Oh, absolutely. It's a full day's work. Yeah. You get up. It's basically a 9-to-5 type of thing. You get up, you do photos for the shoot. It's all still photography. Take a break for lunch. You film. You set up the scene. You talk. You do a full walkthrough. You take photos while you're doing the walkthrough. You film. The filming usually takes 2 or 3 hours for an edited, you know, 30 or 40 minute scene.
Yeah.
It's a long day. A lot of starting and stopping throughout the day.
That would just get me really frustrated.
Yeah, you think that? So I can't remember which star it was, but he was saying that outside of the adult industry, his partner complains about their sex life because, you know, after a full day on set, he's knackered.
Oh, absolutely knackered.
No,
yeah.
But wouldn't, I mean, then you'd get to do other things that are nice, like just chill out together and hang out or... You know,
well, that's just it.
Your life.
The line about porn being a very highly awkward physical activity than certain superficial senses resembles sex is about right. It's a lot of physical effort to, you know, to stand there and reproduce that particular motion for 15 minutes solid, standing on your tiptoes at this very highly strange angle, which you wouldn't do if you were actually just having sex, because you have to get a light from this side into dark little corner between his buttocks and your hips to be able to see what's going on. And that camera, which can't be in the same place as that light, he's a few feet to the left, and has to be able to see in there.
And half the time you have a cameraman underneath you filming up. It's very strange.
You're straddling him. And
it's got to be a lot of work on the thighs now that I think.
Oh my God!
Certain positions. Yes.
So I would say that with those kind of shoots, you would not do leg day beforehand.
Oh hell no! No. It's enough of a leg workout on its own. Believe me.
It's given me a whole new respect for the lighting of pornography now. Quite frankly, when I think about it, when you're doing it all, and it just seems to run so smoothly.
Yeah, there are some pretty weird angles you have to achieve in order to get that lighting just right.
There are positions you do in porn too, which, when you've tried it in porn, you understand why nobody actually does that in bed in real life. It's because actually that doesn't feel good at all.
Yeah, when's the last time
you
had sex on a water cooler or a sawhorse? Seriously.
I just thought I was like really awkward because the amount of times I've tried to replicate something from a movie and I've just like stacked it afterwards. And I'm just like, well,
this is my joy of being sexy. This is my joy of being a shorter fella, because you physically just, that part of your body can't reach certain other parts of another one unless you're standing on something. So you've always just got to work around it. So I get to throw it all out the window.
That's the horror part about being 6'2". Most guys have to take a running jump.
I speak of over being the chihuahua mounting the Great Dane sometimes when I'm working with somebody with much longer legs than mine.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
We are here with Jesse Jackman and Dirk Haber. And, we were talking about the ins and outs of shooting porn, really, weren't we?
Yeah.
I was like, I realized my
Ins and outs
shooting. The number of double entendres we can get away with in a drive show is a whole lot of fun. But this week, you guys are going to be heading on Friday night. You're going to be heading to the Laird, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're
looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you like the space?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. They were such wonderful hosts to us when the last time we were here a year and a half ago. We can't wait to go back.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you'd be going to spaces like that all around the world when you're traveling around, wouldn't you?
We've been to a few, yeah. We've been very fortunate in that. I have to say, the Laird is one of our favorites. I'm being absolutely sincere.
There are certain places we've learned you can count on walking in and finding a friendly, affable crowd. We have certain places we go back to over and over again because of that. This is some place we were really looking forward to coming back to for exactly that reason.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. That's all right. Well,
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Melbourne rocks. Friday night's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're actually going to be doing a deep throat competition with you guys to see who can take the most. Well, now I've got to be specific and just explain. It's going to be using latex dildos.
Yes.
Are they latex? We don't want to scare away anyone who's latex.
Well, no, I had to say, because a couple of people that wanted to enter actually had latex allergies. I'm sorry. Actually going to be seeing how much you can fit in your mouth.
Yes,
so to speak.
We are. The event is called Head On.
It's called Head On.
And we will be having a contest, a progressive contest, in which I believe you start at a certain size and work your way
And work your way
higher,
up.
Longer, deeper.
Oh, don't say work
deeper.
Your way down.
Work your way down. There we go.
Eliminating any of the guys who can't quite make the grade. So you can see if you can deep throat better than a pro, I guess.
We are a few days out from the comp, but is there any kind of professional tips that you can give people that are, you know, maybe it's their first time to the Laird, maybe they want to enter this contest? Are there any professional, like heads up advice?
Well, actually, I have a video that can guide you through it. I'm not kidding. It's on my blog. I actually was taught mildly unrelatedly. I used to be a brass player. I played baritone horn, and my brass instructor taught me how to open up my throat. It's all about relaxing your throat and being able to breathe and get enough air to play a low brass instrument. And once you can sort of open up, just pretend you're yawning all the time, and that will keep your throat open enough and improve the situation.
As a singer, same sort of thing. Your resonance is in the back of your throat. You open it up. Had one early voice teacher refer to it as, feel like you're sticking a great big organ pipe down your neck. And that worked reasonably well, but it was a teacher of mine in college who's, great big handsome black man who said, think like you're taking just the biggest old, piece of black meat you can, and just, yeah. And oh, all right.
Oh, I know how to do that.
It helps to have no gag reflex, and I know that some people do, some people don't. Yeah. I don't, so when you come out to the contest, you're in for some stiff competition.
So to speak.
So to speak.
Oh, well, you guys touched on the music, and you're a classically trained piano player. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Dirk?
Yeah, composer, piano player, tubist, and singer, yes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was looking at your blogs, and you've put up a couple of videos of where you're, you know, there's piano and everything going on. I know it sounds silly because the only way a lot of people know you around the world is from, you know, the porn profession that you do. But it's nice to be able to show people the other side of things.
Well, I think most porn stars, stars have other facets of them. And when you have, you know, fans who are fascinated by pretty much anything that you do as well, that steps outside of this neat little box that they've come to know you in the first place. It's like discovering that you know, a given Hollywood movie star can play trombone or, you know... This given comedian had a degree in political science, is now a senator, for instance.
And it's always nice. It's always wonderful when you meet a fan who comes up to Dirk and says, oh, I just absolutely love your music. And to be honest, the porn exposure has given Dirk's art an opportunity, has given it an audience. So I think that a lot of people did find out about the music through the porn, but they see it as separate and are very appreciative.
Well, now I wish we could get a piano into the lead.
Have you ever jammed with any other porn stars?
Not yet, but Alex Meekum and I are talking about doing some Rachmaninoff four hands together. He's quite accomplished
himself. Piano player, yeah.
Let's see. Adam Ramsey is a pretty good pianist and has a pretty nice voice. Somebody else I was talking to recently wanted to perform something.
No,
together,
that would be something else.
Yeah,
I think we're going to need to make that happen.
Well, I'd love him. I'd love Dirk to be at some point an opening act for Well Strung. I don't know if you're familiar with
it's a string quartet based in New York, but they perform in summers in Provincetown.
That's already just writing itself. String quartet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, I think we're just going to need to make that happen.
I would love that.
I
would kill to see that. That would be so
great. I'd just like to see a porn band.
Ooh.
Like, that would be pretty awesome. Like, you know how you see, like, say...
Dylan's all about the music. He's all about music.
You know, you think about how, say, Roadrunner Records, they combined, you know, all their bands in their lineup, and they made one big super band a few years back. It'd be really cool to see, you know, get a bunch of guys from, like, I don't know, like, all the different all the different industries, and make a huge band.
Oh, Jesse Ayres is a pop singer. I forgot about that.
Of course,
we actually did a film called Command Performance years ago that was about the setup and production of a stage show that he was in that we filmed the entire scenario around, and so that would be fun to be accompanying mm-hmm. on one of his mm-hmm. albums. So,
well, we could go into Hans Berlin and the musical that he's writing, which was called Porn the Musical and is now called Shooting Star. And it's actually he's got to the point of having read throughs of it coming up sometime soon, which is tremendously exciting.
I really like this idea of a porn star band.
Yeah.
This is great.
I think I would totally play that on my show.
Okay. I think this is going to need to happen. It's going to need to be workshopped.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Australia. You're probably a little bit jet-lagged and need to have a bit of a chill night. If you want to see the guys, you can catch them at the Laird on Friday night from 9 o'clock. You'll be able to get photos with them in the Down and Dirty photo booth that we're setting up. And also, if you want, you can sign up and join the Deep Throat competition and see if you can take it as good as them. Thanks for joining us, guys. And you're on Mad Wednesday.
Mad Wednesday, where Michael and Dean talk about their showbiz past.
I was the Young Talent Time kid, you know.
You know I was on that show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which part of the audience?
Mad Wednesday, driving you home.
But you are so very, really funny, and that was good.
I know.
Good night, everybody.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.